utilized for players down the stretch here? You're looking for Dave Lebedev, the Palacios guy today, where you can kind of show you the skills on all sides of the ball.
Yeah, that was a really nice play to time that up, leap and grab. That was really good to see. Brings a good bit of energy, plays the game the right way. I like his mentality, and then he swings it well. He's got limited opportunity so far, but his swings have been really, really good. So, you want to see more of that for sure.
When you are evaluating starting pitchers, the term repeatability comes up a lot.
Yeah.
Dakota's had his fourth really solid start in a row. What are you seeing in terms of depth that allows him to repeat
his
success?
That slider was really good today. And when he's in the zone, then he's got a shot. And the sinker, there's a lot of lefties in that lineup today, so he used the four-seam a little more than he normally would. But he did a nice job with mixing the sinker and the four-seam, and then the slider got swing and miss. He was able to steal strikes with it, so he did a really nice job. But to your point, the ability to repeat that is important, and he's starting to do that. Yeah.
What was the biggest difference offensively? We talked about some of the scuffling here lately.
We got hits. It fell in. We drove the baseball. It's baseball. I mean, we can sit here and create a story around this was the change and it led to this. The reality is this game's hard, and there's certain days you don't score, and there's times you string it together for 4 or 5 days and the offense looks great, and there's times where there's 3 or 4 days where it doesn't. But they're continuing to go out there and take really good at-bats and have a good approach, 15 knocks, 7 runs. So we'll take it. But, no, these guys are, I mean, they're competing. And there's going to be days where it looks good. There's going to be days where it doesn't. But Burley did a nice job in the two-hole today. I feel like Baker's starting to settle in a little bit and take better swings. I think we're going to see Wynn start to do that as well, just kind of drop his shoulders now that he's got a couple games under his belt. Some really hard swings by Walker. Good contact by him. And then I felt like Goldie looked a lot better today and drove the baseball and stayed on some baseballs the other way. So it was good. Yeah.
How big of a swing did you feel like that was for that home run to put you guys up the first time?
Yeah, you want to see that, obviously. And then when he stays on the ball the other way, you know that he's starting to kind of get back in rhythm when he's able to do that. So the fact that he was able to pull that one for a homer and then stay on it the other way is it's a good indicator as to what's to come.
You hear guys like Walker and Wynn talk about watching what he does. What do you hope that they take from him?
No, that's a really good question. I would say hopefully the biggest thing they take is, regardless of how he's doing, whether it's going really well for him or it's not going well, he's extremely consistent with his routine. And when we talk about repeatability, like, that's what that means, is you know what works for you. Sure, there's times you make adjustments, but you know what works and you stick with it, and you're not just chasing something constantly where it's, if something's not working, you're jumping in the next and in the next and not giving anything time to work. And if you watch Goldie, he is a robot. I mean, he's locked into what he knows works, and he sticks with it regardless of what's going on. Sure, he makes small adjustments to his routine, but he has a pretty darn good idea of what works. So the young guys that are watching them, that'd be one of the most important things, is just building a routine that works and then having confidence and trusting that. Yeah.
Ollie, you mentioned the slider being effective for Dakota today. Is that pitch kind of the key, I guess, to putting in this for him, or is there anything else you notice a difference in when it comes to games where he racks up strikeouts like he did today versus the ones where he doesn't?
No, that's what it is. And if he gets ahead of hitters, it's better. If he falls behind and can't get to that pitch, then we'll see less of it. But his ability to, one, steal strikes with it and then expand when needed is going to be the key to creating more swing and miss to his game. Yeah.
Would you say of the guys, in-house guys who are sort of going for rotation spots, he's been the most consistent, like, feel-wise for you, and how important is that just to know what you'll get?
Yeah, I think he's done a really nice job of showing well. You mentioned he's had several starts in a row now where it's looked good. He knows what's going to give him success, and there's going to be days where some of these balls go find a hole and there's going to be traffic and it's not going to go his way, but not allowing the free pass is going to be important for him. Using the slider appropriately is going to be important for him, and I think he's done that consistently over the last several starts. Yeah.
You mentioned Burley, nice job in the two spots, a couple of hits. What's the thought process in moving Goldie down to three there, putting him in?
just a different look. Yeah, more than anything, allowing those two guys at the top and Burley to make sure that he sees some righties up top, protected by Goldie and Nato there. So just a different look, more than anything. Yeah.
Ollie, can you speak to how special this day is with the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and then how much sweeter it is to be able to get a victory on a day you're celebrating the franchise's legacy?
No, I've talked about it throughout the year. One of the most special days is opening day because those guys are lined up around home plate and you take your time and shaking their hands. You're carrying on a great responsibility of what they've built here. And to have them here today was special. You want to be able to put on a good show. And thankfully we were able to do that today. But it was a pretty cool day, especially seeing Okendo. He's meant a lot to me in my career, and to see him get the praise he deserves for, I mean, he's got his fingerprints all over this organization. He's done a really nice job of just being intentional with not only the players, but staff members coming through the organization. So it was a special day for sure.
How excited are you to see Drew Rahm take the ball tomorrow over Pittsburgh? It sounds like he's going to come over and maybe start.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. I've heard a decent amount about him, just met him before coming in here, and we'll see him on the bump tomorrow.